Hello, hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining me here for the return of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio here at a regular time at 9 p.m. Eastern on Saturday evenings. I'm your host, Maria Wall. As you all know, we have been missing at our regular time slot for a while, and I've been really busy. And I had some health setbacks multiple times recently, but I'm here tonight. And one thing that I decided to do this year is to go into the healing process, the moving forward process. You know, one of the things that makes tonight's show so interesting is the fact that so many of my friends are getting older. I have friends all across the gambit, and a lot of the younger females who I know, they are so worried about getting old and not being with someone special, and then me being someone who's about to join the Big 5-0 Club in a few months, I had no intentions of being single again. When I married in 2008, I was planning on it being my forever, but as it turns out, it was not. So here I am again. I decided to do this show about Insider Secrets to Online Dating because I have been a fan of online everything since before online was cool. Back in the days when AOL was the popular thing, I was members, you know, popular in the chat rooms. I had offline parties, met people from all over the world. They came from all over to celebrate my birthday one year, just had meet and greets. One thing I'll tell you all, you may hear a lot of negativity out there in the world, in the media, from other people, but if I'm on one end of a computer and I'm talking to you, I know who I am. So never sell yourself short or cut yourself short and think that there's not a real person on the other end. But this show tonight is about the insider secrets. It's about opening your eyes to quite a few things. And it's also the introduction to my new teleseminar series that I have coming up for getting yourself prepared for the dating world. And online is just another option. It's another venue. And if it's done properly from the very beginning, it can be a very rewarding experience for you. As I said tonight, it's going to be all about the good, the bad, and the ugly side of it. But believe me, it's a wonderful experience for you if you take that leap of faith, because it's evident that you're single, you're here, and welcome to everyone, by the way, in the call query and those coming into the chat room. You're here, and some people are telling me that they're having problems getting into the chat room. I'll try to reload that for you in a moment, but we are single and searching, many of us. But just so that you'll know, I'm not searching right now, but we'll get into that a little bit later on. I'm going to be sharing my profile with you from one of the dating sites that I've been on, and I'm going to be sharing some stories of some of my, what I so fondly have called for many years, my date capes. And we're going to be getting into some statistics about online dating, because if you didn't know that the three most common methods of introduction nowadays is by mutual acquaintance, work or school, or online. There is nothing wrong with meeting someone online if it is done properly. And that does not mean that you're going to have a bunch of home runs. You're going to have a lot of strikeouts. We all do, including myself. for those of you who do not know, online can be such a wonderful experience for a host of reasons. I not only go online because naturally, yeah, if I find someone great, that's wonderful, but I also know that there's some great men on here to network with. If you're in business, if you are looking for someone, a photographer or someone, they're online. There's a gambit of people, all types of professions, from sports people, business owners, CEOs, all types of people are online. So for me, I enjoy the networking aspect of it just as much as I do meeting someone new to converse with and just have a cerebral conversation, not necessarily a love connection, but to have someone who you can talk to from a point of view other than someone who's just like we are. We're women. We understand each other, but sometimes I welcome the point of view from a male. And, you know, just as with my ex-husband, even though we had met online, I was his business coach. I helped him start his company. And we'll get into so many things tonight as far as do's and don'ts, checking people out, do those background checks and how you should meet people and things like that. You should really, really be very careful when you're jumping out there. And I was divorced. My husband, my ex-husband left my house in June of 2010. I was divorced from him in December 21st, 2010. And before you go off on a tangent, yes, you can get a divorce within 6 months in this state and several others. There's certain requirements and criteria that have to be met, or criteria. And the bottom line is, if you meet them, you can get a divorce within 6 months. You do not have to wait a year. So I helped him start his business and all of that, blah, blah, blah. Well, in the end, for those of you who know my story, you know that it did not work out. And I did everything right, and it still went oh so very wrong. Did I try to beat myself up? Oh, sure. And so many people are saying, see, that's why I don't do this and I ain't going online. Okay, I could have met my ex-husband walking down the street. He could have followed me home. He could have done anything. Again, online is just a different venue that is available to you to meet someone. So all I'm saying is do not sabotage your happiness based on your past. And just so you know, the gentleman that I have been talking to for the last month or so, month and a week or however long it's been, about a month and a week, I guess, we're going on that. I met him on the same site that I met my ex-husband. Again, 2010, I had to heal and take care of me and learn who I had become. So from 2010 until 31 of this year, 2013, I took care of me. It's okay to be by yourself. It's okay to work on yourself, to heal yourself, to learn yourself, to become happy with yourself. Because if we're not happy with ourselves, we cannot be happy with anyone else. So we learn. In that time, we heal. We get to know who we are. We get to feel comfortable within our own skin. And just to give you some statistics, as I said, the three most common modes of introduction nowadays are mutual acquaintance, work or school, or you meet online. Because so many of us have more than one job, or we have demanding jobs, we don't go out to bars. You know, what are the chances of you meeting Mr. Wright walking through the grocery store or going to pick up some toiletries or something in the local drugstore or whatever? It just doesn't happen. If it does, it's an anomaly. But with online, there's certain things, and we're about to get into the nitty-gritty of this show right now. It's the fact that first and foremost, you have to be true to yourself. That's why I said it took me from December of 2010 till the end of May of 2013 to fix and learn and heal who I am, to heal and take care of me. It may not take you that long, but you need that time to learn you, to learn who you are. So you have to learn how to be true to yourself, be your best friend. But the first thing is to be true to yourself. When we get into online dating, you have to be truthful to others. So many times from the males who I know that I've spoken to, the biggest thing is you'll take your picture from high school. I came out of high school in 1981. I'm going to put up a picture from high school. So that's what, 81, 30 some odd years ago, 32 years ago or something. Then the person who I was then, I'm 32 pounds times three heavier, but I'm going to put that picture up and I'm going to let these men see me and they're going to start writing to me and they are filling my figo, my female ego. They're just filling it. And I'm like, oh, I like him. Oh, and we're getting all excited and we can't wait to hear from him every day. And then suddenly he says, well, okay, you move from talking on the computer to on the phone and you put on your sexy voice. Hey, babe, how you doing? Oh, yeah. You know, let me tell you something. Eventually, what you do behind closed doors in the dark is going to come to light. And he's on the other end. Yeah, baby. I'm enjoying our conversations. Let's get together. And then all of a sudden, that's when the silence comes. Oh, you know, my mother's uncle's brother's sister's sick and I'm going out of town. But I'm going to call you when I'm out of town and maybe we can get together when I come back. Okay. He'll say, okay, baby, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, yeah, I look forward to hearing from you. That's been great. You know, when you leaving? Oh, I'm leaving in the morning, so I'll call you when I'm on my way. And okay, babe. So they say, how long are you going to be gone? About 2 weeks. And he might be like, okay, baby, I'll wait for you. Yeah, no problem. I'm enjoying this, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. Right now, you know, you're about to get caught up in your lie. But you think that you won him over with the sexy voice and all the nice talk and saying all the right things. And you bought yourself 2 weeks. Okay, no problem. Had you been upfront from the very beginning, you wouldn't have that problem. Because you know what's going to happen when you meet. So it's no more getting around it. So you take a deep breath and you meet him at the local eatery or somewhere. He walks up and you know right then and there it's all over. Then when he rejects you, all of a sudden, your self-esteem is gone. That's why I don't like online dating, this, that, and, you know, explanative, whatever you want to say, this, blah, 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 you know, and you're upset with him because he didn't like you and blah, 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 blah. Or you may have gotten hooked up with the smooth criminal and he'll take you out, wining you, dine you, and then say, let's go back to my place. Let's get a hotel. He rocks your world for one night and then he's gone before the sun comes up and you never hear from him again. Again, you got that couple moments of feeling like a queen and then you figure out you're left with the tab in the morning. You go to sign out of the room and they give you the bill. Why? Rule number one, ladies, most women are not the type of woman who can sleep with a man on the first date. Those women are in a category all to themselves. That's a totally different dynamic. We'll talk about that a little bit in my teleseminar series, but that's a totally different dynamic. The bottom line is rule number one, be truthful to yourself, be honest on your profile, which brings me to this. I'm going to read my profile to you that I use, and I use a general profile because I tend to switch around on sites when I'm single. I do tend to move around, and some sites, I'm going to tell you, some sites will try to grab you. You join, and then all of a sudden, you have a free account, and then they'll send you a message and say, he chose you, he picked you, he wants to meet you. And the minute that you pay your money, you click on these he's, and all of a sudden, those accounts don't exist. There are some dating websites out there that are doing some really suspect things. We'll learn how to look for those too. And you have to be very careful. Right now, you can do a freebie, get things set up, get your pictures going, new pictures, like as in 2013, no later than mid-year 2012, nothing older than that, unless you're going to have a mixture of the old and the new. But okay, you know what? Let me give you an example. And by the way, I joined the dating site on 531. On 6-1, I met the man who I'm still talking to as of today, right now, this moment. From 531 till today, I had gone in so I could copy my profile and things for tonight. I have 1,274 messages. And that's just on this particular site. I chose this site because it's the site that I met the man who I'm currently developing something with. And again, if you notice, I'm saying something with. We just started talking on 6-1. Yes, we're very close. Yes, we spend time in the same space. But are we a couple yet? We'll decide when we want to officially say that we are a couple. Has he done things like talk to his mom about me? Sure, he says that he has. You know, has he done little things? Every morning, I get a good morning text and a phone call. During his day, in my lunchtime, I'll send him, I wish him well, text. He's a very busy person. And just so you know, women, everybody knows, women put a premium on income and height. Income and height. And by the way, that brings me to another subject. I am getting together a panel of 6-plus-figure males because all of you women, a lot of women that I know say they want a 6-figure man, they want him to be this, they want him to be that. Well, I'm going to bring together a panel of 6-plus-figure men. They're going to share in a very candid conversation what they're looking for in us. And without me going too deep into my current friend, he's 6'5", very tall drink of water, glass of water. And yes, he's everything that most women claim that they want. And I did inquire as to what was it about me that made him know that he wanted to move forward. And again, we'll get into that at another time in a teleseminar. But let's talk about the profile. Okay, I'm just going to start reading down mine because I'll tell you this now. So many people will tell me, oh, I'm not going to do something like that. And again, okay, that's why you're still single and I'm not. Because whatever you're doing is not working. And if it's not working, it's not working for a reason. We try to make ourselves something that we're not. And you have to remember something. It's just online. It does not change who we are. If you don't like the color red, then say it. You don't want a man coming to you in a red suit if you hate the color red and makes you sick. Whatever it is that you do not like, you do not want, say so. And when I read my profile, some of you may say it's rather abrasive. But guess what? My profile weeds out the people who I wouldn't want to date anyway. It's okay for me to let them know up front, I don't want to talk to you. Classic example on another dating site. So I go on and they show you who's viewed your profile. So one gentleman had come on, and he wrote that he was an avid lover of Godzilla movies. Okay. Well, I love God. I can sit home on a weekend, especially a holiday weekend, if I'm not going anywhere, and I'll go online and pull up all the Godzilla movies I can find and have a marathon. So I wrote back to him and I said, "Hey, on holidays and things, I like to watch Godzilla, blah, blah, blah." So this fool writes back and says, "I'm not interested." Oh, ladies, write this down. It's okay for you to clarify and then say goodbye. I had to write back. I said, "Wait, I'm sorry. I only clicked on your profile because it said that you had clicked on mine. And if you had read mine, you would see, and you'll see this when I read mine, that I said, if I give you a compliment or something, it's just that, it's not a pickup line." So I let him know that I was interested in Godzilla, not him. I was just making a comment that we had that in common, that I love Godzilla movies. So I could just, in my mind, I could hear his little man body part go, because the bottom line is, I just had to deflate him a couple notches. You don't come off on me like you're the big bad. I mean, nothing about him would have attracted me to him. And I let him know in a very nice way, "I'm sorry. I was letting you know that I like the monster, not you. Okay, it was just that. I'm not interested in you either." So he could go back to his little corner, with his little body parts, still shrinking, because you don't come off on me like that. I didn't say that I wanted to date him. I said that we had the love of Godzilla movies in common. That's how you meet people. That's how you network. That's how you just give someone a compliment. And you can do that on a dating site. Okay, so let's get to my profile. Age, of course, I'm 49, gender. Last time I checked, I'm still a female. I'm seeking a man. My height, 5'8". And, I'm 5'8", and my significant is 6'5". So, interesting combination going on there. But relationship status, divorce. And it goes down for additional info, body type. I put about average. Now, let's get into this. About average versus a few extra pounds. Okay, if a man, this is for me, if he can get his arms around me and his arms meet his hands and meet or whatever, that's about average. Okay, if he can get his arms around you and it's just a little bit of space, but they don't really meet again and he can't shake hands with himself, you might have a few extra pounds. And then if he can, well, anyway, education. I put degree because I am degree. Okay, no problem. Hair color, dark brown. And, I have good family genes in that respect because I haven't have, don't have a lot of gray just yet. Eye color brown. Ethnicity, smoking habits, non-smoker. My occupation, income. I put rather not say because to me, some things are better left unsaid because you put too much on that, it leaves you as a target. So some things are better left unsaid. Relationship expectations. I have marriage, serious relationship, friendship, pen pal. It used to say friendship initially. I have one child, live with no, so on. And then it has a section for my interests. My interests are education, fitness, religion, and spirituality. And there's a spot for you to elaborate on each one of those a little bit. But that's when I said, that I had studied law in school and I have master's certification and my JD is my next step. And fitness, I'm working on being a better me. This is what I wrote. And just to keep it going, for my religion and spirituality, I wrote, "I will always have my faith," enough said. And then let's get into the nitty-gritty of it, my greeting. This is the way that it starts out, and this is the part that many of you will take and think that it's probably abrasive, but you know what? It weeded out everybody, all of the cream of the crap, and it left me with a few cream of the crop. So you're talking about 1,274 people waiting for me to talk to them. And out of that, I found one special person. From this profile, don't get me wrong. I had some men that came up, you kind of this, you don't want that. Okay, that tells me that you're not the one for me. But again, listen to what I say in my profile. All that's explained in there. Okay, please do not send me any of those pop-up chat messages without asking first. They are annoying and mess up my computer. That's kind of old. I have another computer, but they're still annoying. I'm starting to believe one cannot find anyone real online. Can you prove me wrong? I chose looking for a casual relationship because of my status and the fact that nothing starts serious if it is to last. Are you the one? And it goes into, I'm the former president of a media production company. Now I'm an executive director of a nonprofit organization. More to follow. Never give all of your information in your profile. More to follow. I enjoy the simple things in life, while the finer are welcome plus. Okay, let you know, I enjoy simple things. Finer are welcome plus. Most men, in their minds, they say, okay, she's not a gold digger, plus she's accomplished, she has her own. I also wrote, I'm not a Barbie doll and do not expect a Ken, but I am working toward being a better me. Therefore, all I ask is for you to express the same desires. I prefer non-smokers, okay? I prefer non-smokers in big, bold letters so they'll understand if you smoke, it's not going to work. Number one, I have asthma. Number two, I just don't like it. And then I wrote in big, bold letters, it's okay to smile. Now, one of the things that really upsets me to this day is the fact that I dated, I went out with, and I married my ex-husband, and I never knew until after the fact that he didn't have any teeth. How did I miss that? I'm still confused. I hope that my neighbor in the backyard, because they're still seeing each other, I hope she told him to get some teeth. Or maybe, you know, obviously she has lowest of expectations, so maybe, you know, whatever he does for her, he doesn't need any teeth. I don't know. But anyway, moving right along. So I wrote, show me those pearly whites. Every good relationship starts with a friendship. Friendships do not include sleeping with people on the first night, ladies. It does not include that. Again, if you do that, that's a special set of woman. She's way up the food chain, has a lot of confidence and self-esteem. We're not talking about her tonight. We're not talking about the infamous woman who can pull that off. We're just talking about those of us who've been broken, beaten down, battered. Whatever, and now you're looking to get back out there. Okay. I go on to say, I'm here to enjoy meeting new people. If something more than a friendship develops, great. If not, I'm still a good friend to have in your corner. And if we just do not click, I still wish you well in your quest to find that special someone. I am not perfect, but I am a work in progress to be as close as I can be for me, first and foremost. You have to understand how a man's mind works. They see certain things and that triggers certain things in their brain. Okay. And I'm not telling you this because it's what I think. It's what, through extensive research, I know. Okay. They like to see you're going to be in my corner. They like to see that you're not going to go psycho if we don't work out. And that will at least open up the door for them to give you a chance. This is my profile. You have to write it in a way that works for you. But this is my profile. Just remember, 1,274 to zero. Which one would you rather have? You can have 5,000, 6,000, 8,000. Doesn't matter. Right now, you're sitting at home alone with a big fat zero. So, okay, let's keep going. I try to eat right and keep healthy. I exercise every day. I am no Barbie, but guess what? I exercise every day, and my significant other is in my corner. When I'm not feeling well, naturally he'll say, hey, not tonight, go to bed. But when I'm on point, hey, you going to work out? Hey, keep it up. My biggest fan. And I love it. And then, again, in big, bold letters, please read this. No creeping married men, no overgrown thugs, no smokers, drinkers, or drug users. Now, if you're ready to dance with me like no one is watching, then I have an arrow pointing to the next corner. And then I lighten it up and I say, okay, back to our regular scheduled programming. What I'm looking for in him, honesty, hard worker, a sense of spirituality, great communication skills, and educated. Someone who can be a beast in the bedroom, a bear in the boardroom, but knows how to put on a pair of jeans and light up the grill as well. Is this too much to ask nowadays? I have to admit I love an educated man in a suit that smells great. That's my personal preference. I have dated men in all types of professions. That's my personal preference. Period. There are men on here who I've spoken to who are blue-collar workers. They're great people, great conversationalists. They're great people. I love conversing with them. Some of them, of course, they're asking me questions. They're picking my brains about what I do. And they want to get into some things that I'm already a part of, so I'm helping them with that. Again, networking, getting to know people. You never know. They may know someone who they think that you're perfect for. You never know. Online is so much more than sitting here thinking that you're going to meet an axe murderer. Doesn't work that way. That's the whole point of the teleseminar, to open up your eyes to the online dating scene as a big picture. And again, if I send you a compliment, it is just that, not a pickup line. Second, if I visit your page, it could be for a host of reasons, from your smile to the scenery, or maybe, just maybe, I happen to find you appealing. You will have to contact me to find out which applies. And then in parentheses, I have wink. That's how you throw out the bait and see if they bite. Bottom line is, okay. They're like, okay, she's been on my page twice. Huh, maybe I'll send her a thing and say, I see you visited twice, so do you find me appealing or whatever? I get a lot of those. But again, you're getting the attention. I just like to add attention. If you feel a need to visit my page multiple times, why not say hello? I promise I will not bite, and I will respond back. Who knows? You may meet a new friend with a smiley face. And it's true. You may meet a new friend. And again, you know how many times you get on them and say, if you don't have a picture, don't contact me or I won't respond to you. Okay, no problem. No problem whatsoever. This is online dating, so a photo says a lot. And I go on to say that I received another certification in personal training with emphasis on youth fitness in 06. So I enjoy helping to ensure our future generations live a healthier lifestyle. That's something where you put it in as a little teaser and they say, oh, wow, okay, cool. Very health conscious about youth. And a lot of men, believe it or not, are very very concerned about our youth nowadays for a host of reasons. So you'd be surprised what can grab their attention. Last but never least, God has a special place in my life. If you cannot handle that, then we are not compatible. This is non-negotiable. And again, I had to end. Attention, I do not like flirts or instant messages. Please email and ask before intruding on my online time in those messages. Thank you. And again, no overgrown thugs with baggy pants with words like wit instead of with and this instead of this. You get the picture. Or the six-figure income and profession, but cannot write with one speck of good grammar in your profile. And in parentheses, I have really suspect. And then I go on to say my personality type is leader. Lets them know that I'm what they consider an alpha female. Getting all you can out of life. Leaders are driven to make an impact on the world. They are courageous, forces to be reckoned with, unafraid of risk-taking, and making unpopular decisions. On a personal level, they're fiercely loyal and willing to do anything to protect their loved ones. Okay, that's my profile. Just remember, 1,274-0, okay? Join 531, meant the person that I'm still talking to on 610. So, What we're going to do is sit down tonight, really get to know who you are. Don't make some fluff profile. Write out who you are, what you like. It's okay. Because guess what? When you tell the truth is going to weed out the cream of the crap that you don't want to be with anyway. And some of us is at that point where we're so desperate for that attention, we don't care. Well, I'm here to tell you to start caring. And for those of you in the chat room, if you have a question, a comment, you want to share a story, you can either type it out in the chat room or give me a call at 646-478-4726. Give me a call, 646-478-4726. Because I'd love to hear from you if you'd like to share. We all have our stories. Like I said, Healing Through Hurt was created because of my abusive marriage. And some people are saying, you know what? Yeah, I will give up on it. But you're only sabotaging your happiness. You don't have time. You don't do bars. There's not too many places out here to meet someone. He's not going to just walk up to your door and happen to knock on it. That's like you have a better chance of probably hitting the lottery. So the bottom line is you have to exhaust every option unless you want to live, grow old, and die by yourself. I have met the best people. My ex is one of the worst, one out of all of the great dates. And when I say dates, I mean dates. I mean we meet. It's okay. We either shake hands. For me, most of the time I get a hug and a kiss on the cheek. Sometimes we shake hands, but then it becomes a hug and a kiss on the cheek. We have a great meal, good conversation. Then I park all the way around the corner. I'll stick in the mall or wherever. You always meet in a public place and you always let someone know who you're with, give them all of the information. You know, the first time I met my friend, I had gone to his place because we're perfect. We're two busy people. We live a little more than an hour away from one another or so. So, but when you go to where he lives and you drive up to his condo, well, he can see the street. So I thought it was interesting. He saw me when I drove up and he said, yeah, turn around. He says, I'm watching you through my window. And I'm like, wait, you have the total hookup. So he can look right down. And if I wasn't you know, who I claim to be, he probably would have hung up the phone and closed his curtains and I wouldn't even know where he was. So again, during our talking time, we talked on a dating site. Of course, you have your little messaging system and we talk. And then we would share pictures, current pictures. We take one in the morning, go get your phone, take a picture, click, click. You know, so we knew what each other looked like. We talked and then he gave me his number. Ladies, do not be so quick to give your number. And if you get men that say, hey, how you doing? Give me your number. I'm going to call you. No, that's a red flag. If he's saying that to you and he hasn't talked to you but 2.2 milliseconds, that means he's done it to probably 25 other people. And I'll tell you, you know, there was a statistic that I saw recently where they said somewhere around 90%+ of people who get into online affairs, and this is the ugly part, they get addicted to it, and they become serial online cheaters. One thing with my ex-husband was the fact that he would send the same generic messages to hundreds of women every night on these dating sites, every night. And then he brought it into the real world with the neighbor, and, you know, he didn't want what he had here. He wanted what she gave him, which was this convenience that made him something that he wasn't. Good riddance to bad rubbish. Two peas in a pod, both cream of the crap. Good luck to her, because when the truth comes out to everything about him, I'm still going to be sitting here happy because I have a cream of the crop guy opposed to the cream of the crap that I got rid of. So, again, had I allowed that experience to sabotage my happiness, I wouldn't be with who I'm with now, because yes, I met them both on the same dating site and we are great. We are wonderful. He is everything that most women would be looking for. And when I say everything, I mean everything. He's the whole package and a bag of chips, a couple of sodas and quite a few things. And just so you know, you know, like I said, we started talking on 6-1, and we're still going. If you find someone, or when you find someone, ride it till the wheels fall off, and I don't mean that literally or figuratively. You know what I mean. Ride it till the wheels fall off, and if they do fall off, you go searching for and buy a new bicycle. It's as simple as that. You know, the minute that we allow ourselves to believe what others say to us, or we allow ourselves to be pulled down by the way they make us feel, we become defeated. But again, we have to learn how to take responsibility for our part in this. So many women are online. They put up pictures from high school, and you've been out of high school for 38 years, and you put on 38 times 8 pounds. And when you find someone who you're clicking with, you're vibing with, you want to keep it all on the phone and things. You want to keep your little fantasy going. And the minute that he gets tired and he moves on, then your self-esteem is gone again, because the fantasy is gone and you're back to the real world. Then you want to get mad and angry because this man mistreated you and blah, blah, blah. Take part in your role. The whole point that I'm trying to tell you is to learn how to be true. It's okay to be a few extra pounds. It's okay to be whatever the next one is. It's okay to say that. It's okay to put up who you are now. Because guess what? If you are contacted, when you're contacted by a man 10 to 1, it's because he liked what he saw. He likes what he's seeing. He likes to look at you for who you are right here today, now. He doesn't want to see that picture from 1981. 1980, he wants to see who you are now. So again, take real pictures. Be truthful in your profile. 80% of people or more, at least 80%, lie about their age, their height, and their weight. Ladies, we're notorious for lying on our weight. We're notorious for putting up pictures from 1980, when it's 2013. I have pictures, my oldest picture is 2010. My newest picture is July 2013. Oh, and one more thing. I know some of you have your little insecurities, but take a full body shot. And expect the same from the men. You could, you know, men are just as self-conscious as we are, ladies. Believe it or not, they are. That's why they put up their dated pictures from 1967. I'm like, you know what? You're wearing this plaid outfit, and the cars in the background are selling for like $500, and you're telling me that this is who you are now, really? Suspect. You get a man who tells you, let's get together. Okay, no problem. Let's get together. First thing he does is, okay, you go out. Like one guy that I did, this was years ago. We were out. I cannot remember the restaurant, but I remember we were sitting near a window, and he was across from me, and the waiter was on my side. Cute little fella, you know, had on his little apron, and he had his little pad waiting to take our order. Tall guy, thin, dark hair. I remember him. So this fool, he's over there. Yeah, give me some of that there. Some of that there. I forgot how he pronounced whatever wine he wanted. But then he wanted some Lasagna. Okay. No problem. I'm sorry. Did you just say that you wanted some Lasagna? And the waiter's looking at me trying not to laugh. And I'm looking up and I'm like, did you just say Lasagna? As in lasagna? Yeah. I was like, no. No. And you might get the infamous person who will suddenly start to move around after you've had dinner. Oh, dang. I lost my wallet. Oh, dang. Let me go back to the men's room. Now, some of them may not come back from the men's room, but before they go, you tell them, oh, no. Wait a minute. and you keep piddling around till your waiter or waitress comes around. You say, oh, I'm sorry. And then when they come over and they sit back because they think, oh, I got it right where she wants it. She's going to pay for the meal. Do like I do. Separate check. All of a sudden, they find their money. Oh, it must have fallen out of their pocket right into the seat. No. But don't let them leave because you'll be stuck with the bill. You let them look, oh, wait a minute. Let me see what I have here. Wait. And when the waitress comes, oh, we'll need separate check. You break them down. Guarantee you they'll find money to pay for their meal. So always remember. And it doesn't hurt to say, you know what? I can pay for my meal. I'm not offering to pay for all of it, but I'll pay for mine. I've never been on a date where I had to pay for my meal, but I have offered. So just remember to always have enough money to take care of you. And do not allow them to follow you, to know where your car is. It's okay to park on the other side. Stick around the mall. Let them leave. Let your friends know. And if you're going somewhere where you have a friend who can be on call and sitting at the table over from you watching everything, that's even better. You always have to give all of the information to someone else. My daughter-in-law has all of the information. And it was so funny when I first had gone out to meet my friend, his aunt called to check on him to make sure that I wasn't an axe murderer. Of course, she called like several hours after we were together. But I'm like, yeah, that's good backup. He says, well, us men, we have our backup plans too. And I never even thought about that until he mentioned that. And so if men can do it, we definitely should do it, ladies. People that end up dead and all of that is because they did something really, really stupid. There's a way to do everything. And again, if you find yourself getting close to these people, and this is for men and women, check them out. Do those background checks. See what it's like. If you see that they have a history like 88 years long, there's a problem. They're not for you, no matter how much you think you love them, because you're inheriting a problem. And it's obvious because they have a habitual problem and they have a pattern. If you're willing to try to deal with that, because the bottom line is any person who thinks that they can change someone is living on the wrong planet, because it's not for Earth at all. It doesn't work that way. So what you need to do is to check them out. And if you want to stick it out with that person, that's one thing. But you will not be able to change them, just like they will not be able to change you. Because the minute that someone even brings up to change you, no matter who we are, we go up in arms and say that I'm not broken, so why are you trying to fix me? You know, and years ago, it was already at 17% or so of people who had gotten married. In the last 3 years or so, they met online. And so many of my friends actually met online, and they're still married. And we're talking major milestones of marriage. You know, and you'd be surprised how many couples each year, over 100,000, met online. And there are tons of dating sites. What I would suggest you do is you go and do your search for all of the major dating sites, and some of them that aren't as popular. I have met men from all over the world. I met men who have come from other countries just to wine and dine and have a great time. And it all started because of a good conversation, being who I am, Skyping in, things like that. That's why it's so important to make sure that when... with everything, if you're trying to grab someone's attention, you see a great commercial with a catchy jingle, you remember that. You see a trailer for a new movie, and it catches your attention, you remember that. Anybody can write, hi, I like, you know, going out to movies and a quiet day at home, and I really do like to read books and maybe go to a museum on a weekend. If that's you, that's great. But that's you and about several other million people too. What do you do that makes you unique? Although I haven't done it in a while, I play the piano. I have one in my house. Haven't opened it in a while. I know it needs to be tuned. But I also have an electric guitar, a clarinet. And what else do I have? But these are all the instruments that I know how to play, although I do not. And this is the kicker. Put up a picture of your instrument. Men love that. Then you'll get the attention of, if you like musicians, they'll say, is that a Strat? You know, if you have a guitar, put it up. Is that a Strat? Is that a Gibson? You know, do something that's going to grab their attention. I don't mean put up a shirt where you're half dressed and then you douse yourself with water and then the things that you bought from the doctor or something are out there and you say, these are for you or something crazy. You know what? The way that you carry yourself is the way, is whatever, that's what you're going to track back. So you have to remember that. This is why it's all about being true to yourself and then being true in your profile. This is what it's all about. You have to. And like I said, you'd be surprised who you'd meet. I met someone a few weeks ago. He's a DJ. He's like, you know what? This is what I do. You know, he said, call me back on my phone. He gave me his number. I called him. And he's also a radio DJ. And he DJs, you know, outside as well. And his home voice is different from his radio voice. But then I looked him up, I Googled him and all of this. He was a nice big-time DJ until he moved into his own business. And now he has his own caravan of people who go around doing DJing service. So you never know who you're going to meet. So now I have a DJ. If I need someone, hey. He's like, hey, I'd like to support. You know, he'd like to support my foundation, my nonprofit. And get involved. That's another good point of it. And then you might end up with a very good friend. Another story, I had a gentleman. We have been hooked up and met on dating sites, several dating sites, not just one. We were picked for each other on several dating sites. We talked and then we lost touch or we left and we came back. And as it turns out, for a time, he lived 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 8 houses down from me on the same street for years. Never, our paths never crossed in the real world, only in the cyber world. Well, by the time we met again, we talked for a while, but we never really did hook up. He's now married to someone else, the woman of his dreams, and but we're still friends. And we still converse from time to time, nothing disrespectful to his wife, but it's, hey, how you doing? Hey, congrats, happy birthday, things like that. So again, people, you never know. You just never know. But let's talk about my upcoming teleseminars because it's a 4-month process. Remember, it took me 3 years, so we're going to break this down in 4 months. And if you want to know what it's all about, it's simple. I'm going to break it down to you. We start with the discovery phase. This is when we discover who you are, what you want to do, who you want to be, how you want to present yourself, how you want to market yourself. Okay, and then we're going to develop it. We're going to put it all together. And then we're going to put it, what's called, this is when it really gets fun, the implementation phase. And then, of course, the execution phase. But we're going to go through everything. Everything. And if you're interested in those, in the seminar series that will be coming up shortly, there's two ways you can find out about it. Of course, you can contact me at Maria Wall at the Wall Foundation Inc.org, and I'll send you all of the information about it. And of course, for those of you who have been following this for a while and you're already ready to jump right in, you can, of course, go to the website, thewallfoundationinc.org, and click on the life coaching. link, and it will take you to the payment site. And, of course, you have several options. You can pay in full, or, of course, you can do the 50-50 plan. But, again, this is about, and just so you know, for the first five people who signs up this evening, you will get an autographed copy of my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service. And, of course, you also get a free one-on-one coaching session, which in itself is a $200 value. So, again, you get a free one-on-one coaching session plus a autographed copy of my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service. You get the real primo package for being my first five to sign up. And for those of you, you want to know how much it is, it's simple. This is not, it's not $500, $300. It's nothing like that. Like most people that you want, this is $40 a week. And it's for 4 months, so it's $160 a month. And we do have the payment in full or the 50-50 plan. And you're going to get everything. We're going to do your profile. We're going to go through all of your sites, wherever you want to be. We're going to learn about the ins and outs of what to look for when people are contacting you, the red flags. We're going to get into the do's and do nots. We're going to get into the development. And for those of you who are local or willing to travel to me, I am a photographer. So guess what? I'll even take your pictures and make sure that you're representing yourself in the most beautiful light. So we can do all of that. Add in the fact that you do have your free one-on-one coaching session. And the classes are offered on the weekend. You can either be in the Friday class, the Saturday class, or the Sunday class, okay? The Friday class, the Saturday class, the Sunday class. And you want to, if you're interested and want to know why, it's a four-month program. It's simple because when we're trying to represent ourselves, what you've been doing so far isn't working, and it takes time to decide who you are and how you want to be represented. So you have to take time to write that. Call me up, say, Maria, this is what I have. Email me. Let me send it back to you. Let me ask you questions. Let me tell you what I would think. Put myself in a male's mind. And as I said, remember, ladies, I'm getting that panel of six-plus bigger gentlemen together. And they can even evaluate. If you give permission, they don't know who you are, but they can evaluate what they see. And they would can tell me, and I'll tell you if they say, hey, I would love to talk to this person. You know, when my significant and I started talking, I said, well, what was it? Well, I won't tell you the whole story, but there was one part where he was about to hang up, and I had done something when we were on the phone that totally shocked him, and we ended up talking for more than two extra hours. And after that, we've been talking ever since. That was from our first phone call. So, but initially online, what got him was my eyes and my intellect. My eyes and my intellect. While others have said, I have a smile that can knock a man to his knees and stop a war. So if you have a smile, you have whatever your favorite, your best feature is, and I don't mean TNA, that is for them to see and deal with after the fact and enjoy once you decide if you're going to, but not that, anything but TNA. If you have beautiful eyes, we'll accentuate those. If you have beautiful lips, then you make sure that your picture, you have on a nice lipstick, something that really brings out your lips that doesn't make you look too old. And try different shades, because some shades, depending on your skin tone, will age you if it's the wrong shade. It's something as simple as lipstick. Darker lipstick tends to add age to you. I notice that all I do is take chapstick. I like flavored chapstick. I put that on my lips, and it gives them a nice sheen, not a shine, but a sheen. And I do have or so I'm told. Well, I do have very well rounded lips, shaped lips. So I was blessed enough to have the eyes, the smile, and the lips. So I'm good in that respect. And the body isn't bad either. Like I said, I'm no Barbie, but I'm working on being the best person that I can be. So you want to do all of that, and that takes time. And then we have to put it all together. Today, you can go out there and you can get your free memberships, and you'll probably start getting those infamous, oh, he wants to talk to you and blah, blah, blah. That's so that they'll reel you in for you to join. Right now, you can look, and if you're wondering, and some people, you know, every day, all sites, they give you their daily match suggestions, and you say yes, maybe, or no. There should be a heck no button, to be honest, because some people, I'm like, whoa, no, no, mm-mm. But anyway, if you're getting a lot of people who you would never be caught dead with, there's got to be a reason for that. And that reason is all these algorithms and things, they pick up what you've said about yourself. And they're going to put you with what's better suited for what you said about yourself. If you're going to go out there and they look at everything, you'd be surprised. There are days when if you notice that you're getting a lot of flirts and all types of responses in a day, 10 to 1, that dating site has picked you up and put you as a feature. And there's a little spot when you sign up that says, I want to be featured. And if you're featured, you get to be networked throughout several dating sites. And if everything is on point, you will be featured, and you will know because you will get an influx. Just remember, 1,274 in 30 days. That's enough for me. That was without me even trying. But I joined on the 31st, and I'm with the person who I'm still with. And I met him on the 1st. Boom, I'm done. My girlfriends were so happy when I got married. They rejoiced because I was off the block, and that could give them another chance. Then I got divorced, and they were upset because I was back on the market. Well, now I'm off the market again. So a lot more questions are coming there. How did you do this? How did you find them? How did you do this? Blah, blah, blah. You've been doing this for so long now. How did you do this? You know, I could never do that. I don't know how to start. So I just got the bright idea. You know what? Time for me to put my life coaching skills to some good use. And, you know, someone on another group that I'm a member of, some gentleman trying to peddle his book, he said, you know, he bashed life coaches because what makes our lives so perfect? And I had to break it down. A life coach is not someone who had a perfect life. A life coach is someone who's been through so much hell and survived, where we are now able to help you. So on this online dating journey, I've made all the mistakes for you. I've made them before you. So I know how to survive in this realm and enjoy it. I enjoyed every single date to pay for a while. Years ago, before I got married, I was dating 3 or more times a week, someone different, okay? I'd go out with Michael on Monday. I'd go out with Charles on Tuesday. I might take Wednesday off. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I'm out with someone else. Sometimes maybe one person two nights, and then some, you know what? If you meet somebody and you click very well and you want to just have a weekend away and whatever happens, happens, hey. But you have to understand, that's not a permanent love connection. That's about getting what you want for the weekend and enjoying each other's company and then going your separate ways. Again, that's an anomaly. That's a different type of program. So I want you to understand that I will be with you from day one. Day one. We put it out there. We see what's biting. And then not every dating site is created equal. Some of them, I'll tell you what I think about them, my experiences with them, and others, you know, I just was not impressed with at all. And the weird part is, the site that I met my significant now and my ex and several others. And let me give you an idea. My ex was the worst. Before him, it was a gentleman who was the CEO of a large security company. Before him, it was a gentleman who owned a some type of a fashion house or something to that effect. Another gentleman was a lawyer, several lawyers, one physician. But again, I'm saying this because, as I said in my profile, these are the types of men who I am attracted to who really do feed me. With my ex, he's blue collar. He was starting his construction company, but he had a beautiful mind. Beautiful mind to do such ugly things with. Beautiful mind. Smart man that did a lot of dumb things and still doing it, still in and out of the legal system, still being sued right and left, still pulling his cons. It's ridiculous. He was a handsome man, but you know what? Sometimes things come in pretty wrappers, but then they're not good for you. He was not for me, but again, if I allowed myself to be sabotaged by my experience with him, I would not have met the person that I'm with now. And I don't know where we're going to be a month, 2 months, 3 months down the road, but right now I'm enjoying the ride. And like I said, he is everything that most women say, I want this, he has to be that. He is the entire bag of chips. And there are a lot of men out there, and they don't flaunt everything. They don't put it out there. They want to know who we are. I've known many of men, six-plus figure men, who were wanted to fly me here, fly me there. I'm like, no, I'm good. But you, some women would jump right now, yeah, give me this. Or if we're even out, you meet him for the first time, you order the most expensive thing on the menu, you order the rooftop liquor. That's a turnoff. And then you want him to know all about you, but you don't show any interest in him. Bottom line is, you have to be well-versed on a lot of subjects and show some interest to him. You know, the men that you claim that you want don't like a woman who they cannot converse with, who knows nothing about nothing, who wants to take, 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 and doesn't have anything to bring to the table. And I'm not saying you have to be college educated, you have to be a businesswoman. You don't have to be that. I'm saying be caught up on current events. Be able to converse, not conversate, converse on any topic. Look them in the eye. Act like you're interested and be interested. If you're bored, you can figure out a creative way to change this topic or let him know. Or if he's that boring to you, then you know that he's not for you and say, this has been a great date, but, you know, it's getting late and I have to go. But, you know, it's been nice, you know. And then, you know, you just have to write this down because you can start working on all of this. What do you want? So many women can't tell me what they really want other than he has to be tall and six figures. Okay. Does he speak foreign languages? Do you want him to be a musician? Can he paint? Photography? What do you want? Do you want him to be fun? Do you want him to be great communication skills? What do you want other than six figures and height? There's more to a man. Just like there's more to us gentlemen that are listening than our outward beauty. But if you can find someone where you're evenly yoked and you are really vibing for all the right reasons, don't ruin it by, number one, jumping in the hay with them right away, and number two, by lying to yourself and to them until it gets to the point where you have to meet. Don't do that. We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of everything. We're going to go through the dating sites. We're going to go through all of the signs to watch about if you see a pattern of how things are going on these dating sites. We're going to talk about all of that in the upcoming teleseminars. Come as you are, stay as long as you want. If you think you have it all down pat and you can make it work, fine. But again, it takes, because you've been trying to do this on your own is why it's not working. 1,274 to zero. 24 hours. I wasn't on the site 24 hours. I met someone who I'm enjoying this ride with. I have been out of commission for 3 years. 3 years. That man, my ex, left my house in June of 2010. I took that leap of faith on May 31st, 2013. On June 1st, 2013. I'm enjoying a ride. Is it scary? Yes. Are there days when I have my doubts? Because we do have growing pains. Because we are two driven people. We have a distance between us. Our hours are all over the place. But we work. We don't know why we work. We just do. We work from day one. Day one. And ladies, it's okay, like I said, it's okay for you to ask a guy for his number or wait for him to give you his number. And nowadays, men are quick to offer up their numbers. Now, if you have a man who you can't go to his house, if you've been talking for a couple weeks and all of a sudden he's always outside in the garage or walking down the street and, you know, suddenly he hangs up, we'll get into all of that. He's not for you. Suspect. It's a whole list of items for that as well. And the same way that men scrutinize us, it's okay for you to scrutinize their profiles too. You can, ladies. It's fine. Learn to know when that picture is from 1986. Really? No. You're telling me that that's you, and then men will lie about their ages in a minute. They will lie, they will lie, they will lie. Just like we lie about our weight, men lie about their ages and their income. All the time. If I'm 49 and you're going to come to me and tell me I'm 51 and you look like you're 76, 10 to 1, you're somewhere between 56 and 76. Don't sit up here and tell me that you're 51 knowing daggone well that you're 62. And they actually believe, I look young. No, you don't. And, you know, the weird part is, even in my age group, and I talk to this with my friend all the time because he's 51 and I'm 40. Well, no, he's 51. I'm 49 right now, but I'll be 50. We're a year apart. And, you know, we discovered that we had gone to the same college, university, rather. We have a lot in common. We want the same things. We have the same drive. We're a year apart in age. We look good. We're, you know, in our age group, you either, some people look very old and worn, or we look okay where people can't guess our age. I'm attracted to those of us where people can't guess our age. If you look like you're 76 when you're only 49, 50, 51, there's a problem. No. Again, that's my preference. That's my preference. So it's okay for you to set your standards, but just make sure that you have something to offer. Make sure that you're bringing something to the table. Make sure that you are representing yourself to the fullest and truthfully, because don't blame it on the man for rejecting you. Blame it on the person that you see in the mirror, because that person created a lie and that person carried that lie until the truth came out. If you're a few extra pounds, say so. You're going to attract the man who's looking for a woman who has a few extra pounds. If you want to lose the weight, put in your profile that you want a workout partner, someone who's on the same mission. Let's encourage each other. That's how that works. Do the test. If a man can get his arms around you and he can shake hands with himself, you're about average, thin, whatever. If he can put his arms around you, but he can't shake hands with himself, but he's close, you're a few extra pounds. Anything past that, whatever the selection is, that's what you need to check. Because that's who you are. And if that's who you like being, then that's who you will be. Be honest. What have the lies gotten you? I'm sorry, you're sitting home single and by yourself. I'm here because I'm doing a show. I'm here because he's in South Carolina right now. But guess where I'll be when he gets home? And guess where you'll still be? There's a reason why things happen the way they do. I never understood why people would do all of that and create this fantasy world. Fantasy is just that. It's not real. And the minute that you attract your prince, if you attract your prince on false pretense, he's moving on to the next princess. You want him to treat you like a queen? Then you better put your best foot forward, and you have to look like, act like, and be a queen. Queens don't run around making up a bunch of fantasies. When I go to my friend's house, he comes down, he greets me at my car, he takes my baggage, he takes whatever I have with me, he carries it, he opens the doors for me. That's how we roll. When I leave, go to work, go home or wherever, he walks me down, he makes sure that I'm in my vehicle, safe and sound, then he walks off. Every morning, I get my good morning text and my phone call. That phone call may be 5 minutes long, but I get it. Every day, he gets his midday well wish. And we're only a little more than 30 days in. But it's because we work since day one. We have worked since day one. And I said, okay, let's meet. And I said, you know, you may not like me. And I was joking around. I said, but with his setup, if he didn't like me. And he said, you know what? He said, I knew what you looked like. I knew who you were. We've been talking this long. We've been conversing. And you know what? I will tell you all this little tidbit. If you're talking to someone, learn proper grammar, ladies, because a man will give you points if you say, I enjoy conversing, not conversating. The word is not conversating. It is not, write this down for those of you who didn't know, it is not conversating. You are conversing. You get brownie points for that. Like I said, it takes time to develop this big picture, unless it comes to you naturally. For me, it was natural. For most people, it's not. We're going to take who you are and make you that spectacular, wonderful, beautiful you. That's how it works. That's when you attract all the right things, the positive goodness, not the lies and deceit. Lies and deceit attract lies and deceit. They repel the goodness. So you might think that you have this wonderful, wonderful man, and you're falling in love with every click of that keyboard. You're plucking away. Oh, great. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And he's telling you, I'd love to take you away for the weekend to Key Largo and blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, that would be great. And then he calls you on the phone, and you're like, y'all shut up. Sit down. Hey, baby. How you doing? Yeah, oh gosh, I had a bad day. Oh no, I'm sorry. I forgot we're supposed to get together tomorrow, but I have a late meeting at work. And can we reschedule it for next week? He's not going to do that forever. Be who you are. One thing that my friend and I know, and it's our little personal inside joke, is IQTB, and he knows what that means. IQTB. We laugh about it every time we bring it up. It's hilarious. But again, when you find that special someone who loves you for who you really are, it's going to be one heck of a ride. And remember, ride it till the wheels fall off. And when they do, don't allow your self-esteem to fall apart. You start shopping for a new bike. That's all. And when you get the new one, guess what? Ride that one till the wheels fall off. And sometimes you may hit a bump in the road and it may mess up the tire. So sometimes you may need to hang with it and get that tire fixed, or work on fixing the tire, and then you keep riding again. But if you know that for whatever reasons the wheels fall off and it cannot be replaced or repaired, it's time to go shopping for and buy a new bike. So I hope that you will. I hope to be seeing you at the teleseminar because it's going to be fun. It's small groups. You can feed off of each other. We'll be helping each other. We'll all be learning together. This is great for me because I may learn something new just in case, just between you all and me. Hopefully he's not listening, but in case the wheels fall off and I have to start all over again. Maybe I'll learn something from you, too. But I'm not planning on being there again. And like you said, at our age, if you're in that older category, being our age and single is no fun. None. And I'll tell you all, I was at his place last week, and I was so stressed. I was just standing there because he has a beautiful picturesque window. You know, the one I told you where he can see who's coming, so when he was in his dating phase, because actually he was referred to the same site by a friend. So I was looking out the window at the city lights, and he just held me in. Now, you're talking about 5'8 versus 6'5. He put his arms around me, and he just rocked me from side to side, left to right, left to right, because I was stressed. I can tell you all this. That feeling was better than, you know, the other feeling. We work. Don't know why it works, but it does. But we were honest with each other from day one. Day one. We were honest with each other from day one. And day 36 or whatever we're into, we're still doing the dang thing, and I'm enjoying the ride. So I want you to consider joining us for the teleseminar. I'll be there with you. Like I said, you can pick a Friday night, Saturday night, or Sunday afternoon. We're going to have fun, and we're going to be there for a while, so get your pens, your pads, your papers. We're going to do a lot of developing and learning and putting this together. And one thing that I will guarantee you is that you're going to be putting your best foot forward. You're going to be presenting yourself in the best possible light. Just remember, 1,274. And out of that, like I said, I may not mean anything. I meant something to 1,274, but to that particular one, I'll mean everything to him and he'll mean everything to me. Need I say more? It can work. It will work. We just need to work together. to make sure that you are representing yourself and presenting yourself in the best possible light. And like I said, if you're local, we can get together and have a photography party. I will take your pictures personally, send them to you for you to upload, and we can get this started. And believe me, they are out there. There are thousands and thousands of men. For me, it was 1,274. And out of that 1,274, oh my gosh, I'm with a really good, great person. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to be headed down the aisle or that he'll ever want me to be his forever. But right now, we are day by day, and we're still going. I can talk to him about anything. And, you know, the odd part is, and I'm still getting used to this, is the fact that he's a man that listens. Not just hears me talk, but he listens. And I, in turn, he gets amazed where I can remember certain things, and I know that he listens to me. So we can converse on any topic. And it's great. You can have that too. Just remember, not single, single. And then, like I said, I never said that we're a couple. He's my significant. He's the one out of 1,274. He's in that number one slot, and he's the only one that I am conversing with on a daily, and that, you know, we're moving forward. And if you get to that point where you have a guy who's going to invite you to his place and cook for you, very first meeting, he cooked breakfast for me because I got there really early in the morning. And, you know, after everybody, after all of our security had made their checks and things, we just had a ball. I mean, you know, we had some interesting little bumps in the road when we tried to meet initially, but it's one day at a time, and we're just moving along. So again, if you want any more information, if you go to thewallfoundationinc.org and click on the life coaching link, you can go there, and there's a block there where you can send me a message. Send me a message for the rest of the information, or if you're ready to jump right in and you'd like to get your reserve your spot, there is a drop-down menu there for the teleseminar for online insider info to online dating. There is a drop-down menu there that will guarantee you a spot. And if you would like to talk to me about anything else, right next to it, you will see the form where you can fill it out and send me a message, and I will get back to you. It's a one-stop shop, and like I said, you can either be on Fridays, Saturdays, or Sundays. Pick your day and put it in your message to me. Put it in, and there's a space for you when you pull down the drop-down menu and you go to the payment site. There's a place, just tell me what day you would like to be in, because that will tell me how many classes I need on each day. But we're going to have a ball. You're going to see a remarkable difference. We're going to go through everything. And some of you, if I know where you're going to be, I may just show up and I'll be that person sitting across from you with my ear leaning in, drinking on some lemonade or something. But you know, if you'd like to get your spot, again, my special gift to you is a free one-on-one coaching session. That's a great value nowadays. That's a $200 value. So, and it's yours just for signing up. Once you sign up, and the first five get an autographed copy of my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service. I just got in a new shipment. I just picked it up, rather, today. So, I hope to see you all at our live teleseminar event. And of course, if you're one of the lucky people who gets on and you have a class who does not have 16 people, if you only have 5 or 8 people, hey, I may open up and we could have ourselves a straight Q&A and we'll be conversing live across the board. But I'm going to walk you through this entire process. I have been doing this for years. I have people who have come out to visit some of the places that I have stayed in with people who I've met online when they've come to visit and they'll say, let's go away for the weekend. And we've had great I have had great relationships. Yes, I've had a bad one, one bad one. He played his game well. But you know what? I refuse to allow that to stop me. And I'm too busy. I don't do bars. And there are other places where they say you can find a good man here. But some of the worst people I know go to some places where people claim you should be able to find the best men. So, no, that's out. And then I want a large variety. I want to be able to have as many options as possible. But, again, 531-61, I'm still with the same person. Actually, 531, I met one person, but he is another very busy person about to roll out a new product with his company. So we never clicked. And then the person who I'm with now, I met him second, and we're still together. So does it work? Sure it can. But it's all about you and what you are prepared to do. The first thing we have to do is be honest with ourselves and then be honest with our intendants. We have to make sure that we are presenting ourselves in the very truest of light. And if we do that, you're going to have success. You're going to have success. And I'm saying that because it's going to happen. People don't have success because they're selling themselves short by, if you're 5'8 and you're a man, then say that you're 5'8. Don't say that you're 5'11 or you're 6 feet tall when you know that you're 5'8. And then ladies, if you get a man and you know you want a man who's 7 foot tall and he says, I'm seven foot tall, and then you see him and he's only 5'11". Don't accept what you don't want, because that in itself will then, of course, cause a failure. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't compromise on some things, but if that's something that's non-negotiable, like not having a sense of faith is non-negotiable for me, if it's something that you're not willing to negotiate on or you're not willing to compromise, then don't. But we'll get into all of that in our seminars. This is so comprehensive. This is so very up close and personal. It is going to be a wonderful session, really. And I'll be sharing so much more with you. But again, after all I've gone through with my ex, had I allowed him to sabotage my future, I would not be with the wonderful person that I'm with now. No matter how long it lasts, this was a memorable ride. It is a memorable ride. And if he could erase all of the hurt and the pain that my ex caused me, he's one heck of a guy. But again, after a certain age, we should be mature enough to know that trying to become something that we're not, it just doesn't work anymore. And aren't you tired of being by yourself? Don't you deserve better? Don't you want someone to go out with, go out to dinner with, have a good time? Whether it develops into anything, if it doesn't, fine. Then you can have two or three dates. Date capade for days and enjoy it. And maybe if one of them clicks and it becomes date number two and three and phone calls late at night, that's fine. And I think that for my friend and I, it helped that the week that we met, he was on vacation. So we had a lot of us time. And then the following week, he went back to work and I was at work. And that's when it became you know, how are we going to do this? Because our schedules are so all over the place. The good part is that, yeah, we live an hour or so away, but when I'm with him at his place, I'm only 20 minutes away from my office. So it's a big difference because right now I'm a little more than an hour from work every day. So, you know, there are ways that we make things work. And it works well. And does that mean that, you know, we're doing everything? If we are, we are. But, if you know, that doesn't mean that you have to do that either. That means that you can have a good friend who cares about your well-being, who says, hey, you can stay at my place and go to work because it's 20 minutes away as opposed to trying to come from up north. So, you know, if you win, we'll say win. I'll say the win for you because you're still talking about the ifs, but I'm going to say the win for you. When you find him, make it work. It will consist of compromise and a lot of conversations probably and communication. I didn't say conversating, I said conversations. So just remember and learn your current events. Start looking at CNN.com, watching the news, doing everything. World news is probably better. Learn some things because for those of you who want the 6-plus figure man, you really have to be on point. And for those of you who want you don't want the 6-figure man, you really have to be on point. So you see, ladies, there's no difference between who you need to be. But I'm going to have the panel tell you what they're looking for. Those of you who want that 6-plus figure man, what they're looking for, trust me. I will say this in all honesty, that some of you who want this, you're probably going to be disappointed and get your feelings hurt because they do have a set. I'm noticing that a lot of them do have a lot of the same wants. But it's not for me to say. I'd like for you to hear it from them, call in and talk to them. So that'll be a show coming up soon as well. So check back often. So anyway, if you're on Facebook, join me on Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. there. That's the best way to keep track of what's going on with HTH and the Wall Foundation, everyone. And of course, if you're on Twitter, we're Wall_Foundation there. And we are the Relationship Recovery Group on G+. And if you need us, our number is 202-618-2556. If you want to email us, our email is contact@thewallfoundationinc.org or me, mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And of course, if you're up tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., join me for part 3 of my relationship recovery series, Heartache and Healing. This is the last part in my 3-part series for relationship recovery. The first week was Thou Art Loose. That was the message to the ladies. Second week was Man, Oh Man. The message was to the gentlemen out here. And tomorrow we're bringing it all together to start the healing process. So what better way to start it off than preparing yourself to get back out there, take that leap of faith, and find love again. So again, thewallfoundationinc.org. Click on the Life Coach link, send me a message, or if you're ready to reserve your spot, there is a drop-down menu. The first drop-down menu, which is at the top, that is for the teleseminar. So again, I hope that you will decide to take that leap of faith. Trust me. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. You're going to gain back that self-esteem to like the skin you're in, to find all of the qualities in the beautiful person who you are. So join me. And of course, if you want to send me a message, there is the message section there. You can just fill in the section and send me your questions, and I will be sure to get back to you. And, of course, if you're on Facebook and you join us there, I am the only person, actually, who posts to the blogs and Facebook and Twitter. You're actually talking to me and reading things that I am doing myself. I love doing that, so I have not turned that over to any of the staff yet. And for those of you, you keep hearing me talk about the Wall Foundation, Inc. That is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. We are operated by private funding, totally. We get no grants. And because of supporters like you, it helps to keep us on air for Hear Healing Through Hurt. And, of course, the Sunday morning meditation that airs at 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings. And it keeps us, well, it gives us the ability to be able to provide you seminars and workshops and other activities in the community. We have a clothing program so that people will be able to dress for success. We have the food program where we donate food to certain churches and other organizations for their food banks. We do so much in the community. We offer classes, empowerment classes. I do divorce recovery, relationship recovery. We do so much within the communities and for people all over. We do have people who are asking for donations from all over. And, of course, we're heard around the world. We have people all over the world. Hello, world. Thank you so much for all of your support. And I just can't thank you enough for being here. And just all of your support. It becomes overwhelming after a while because I never dreamed that I would be where I am now. I just never thought that I would be single again, and I never envisioned me being the head of a talk show that was inspired by domestic violence and abuse, especially my domestic violence, my bout with domestic violence and abuse. So thank you so much for joining me here this evening. And like I said, you go to thewallfoundationinc.org and you click on the life coaching site. You can send me a note, or if you're ready to reserve your spot for our new teleseminars, Insider Secrets to Online Dating, feel free to join and then drop me a note to let me know that you'll be joining me. And I'll be sure to get your welcome package out to you as soon as possible. And of course, for those of you who join, you get a free one-on-one session. And the first 5 people, I'm thinking that I've already surpassed that goal, will receive an autograph, a personalized autograph copy. It's not going to be a generic message. I'm going to talk to you and get whatever vibe I get from you. Your message will be to you and only you. So you'll get an autograph, a personalized autograph copy of my latest book, Silent Noise Lip Service. So until we get together again, you know, my usual mantra is that I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. But I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. And when you join a teleseminar, you're going to be smiling all the time. You just wait and see. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. So again, this is Maria Wall. Back in the day, I was the queen of date capating. And I'm so glad that I decided on my 3-year anniversary of my husband leaving my house that I took that leap of faith. I thought that I was healed enough to go back out into the world, and I'm enjoying the ride, and I'm enjoying being here with my new friend. I will be sure to tell you all if he makes it official that we are a couple, but right now we are still in that learning phase, and but I'm enjoying it, and we're having a ball. And you're going to find your special someone too. So I hope to hear from you soon. So until next time, I am Maria Wall. And before we go, we do have a few minutes. We have about 12 minutes. So if you'd like to have a comment or a question, press the number 1 on your phone, and I'll be sure to bring you on air before we go. And if you are a guest in the chat room, you cannot talk in the chat room as a guest. So give me a call, 646-478-4726. If you have any questions or comments, or you have a story that you want to share, we have about 11 minutes left. But any questions, any comments, give me a call. And for those of you, if you've come in late, I guess the chat room is back up and running now. The show will be archiving in a few moments. You can hear it in its entirety. But the bottom line is simple. Just remember, be true to yourself before you can be true to others. And if, for some reason, you can't do that, then this is not for you. This is just not for you. So once again, I need you to think about it. If this is something that you want to do, especially if you're in that 49-50 crew and you know that suddenly you found yourself single again, and you've been thinking about this, well, now's the time for you to do it. It's time for you to get out there, take that leap of faith. I have enjoyed online dating. I have enjoyed it to the fullest. It's great. It's fun. You meet wonderful people that you would not meet otherwise. I don't hang out in the area where the person who I'm talking to now lives, works. I don't hang out there. The weird part was, because of what he does, our paths may have crossed, because I told him the old cliche. I said, I know I've seen you somewhere before, I just don't know where. And some people who I have had the pleasure of meeting, they've seen me, and as it turns out, they saw me when I used to be on television. So it's all coming together, and some people know me from a friend of a friend, or they'll say my name, and then someone knows who I am. So again, it's amazing what this can do. It opens up another option for you. It's a venue that broadens your horizons. You may meet your person here. He's sitting here online waiting to meet you because he's not able to meet you in any other way. Or, gentlemen, she's not able to meet you. It depends. Whomever, they're sitting online looking for you. And they can't find you because you're not there. I never would have met the person that I'm with now had it not been for the dating site, had I not joined when I did. And I said, did you go out on dates? He said, yeah, I did. And, you know, I made a fun and I said, you know what? It wasn't meant for you and your prior dates to work because it was meant for he and it was meant for us to be together. It wasn't meant for him and any of his other dates. He had to stay single until I came along. And I had to take that leap of faith in May, the end of May, and join so that I could meet him. Everything happens for a reason. Everything has a story within a story. So this is my story. Now I'm going to help you create your novel. From the introduction to the end. So again, I hope to see you soon. Any questions? Again, Go to our website, thewallfoundationinc.org, and click on the Life Coaching link and go from there. Send me a message there, or if you'd like to reserve your spot, there's a place there. The drop-down menu is there for you to do it as well. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Don't give up. Don't sabotage yourself. Do not cut yourself short. You deserve to be happy, and you deserve to be with someone who loves you that you can love equally. Think about it. Sleep on it. I'll still be here. And the classes will be running all year long. So when you're ready to take that leap, I'll be here waiting. But the classes will be starting soon. So if you'd like to get in on it now so that you can have your little snuggle bunny by the winter month, if you're in a place that has winter, or if you just want your new travel partner, now is the time. So until tomorrow morning, for those of you who will be on the Sunday morning meditation, I'm Maria Wall, wishing each and every one of you a beautiful, beautiful remainder to your weekend. And our opening music was by Cassandra Allen, one of my favorite friends, good lady, wonderful musician. Thank her for making that piece for me. And until tomorrow, be well. And like I said, never, ever, ever sell yourself short. So this is Maria Wall saying good night. Have a wonderful remainder of your weekend, and I hope to see you again soon.